B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This wild video that popped up, it's on the news this morning. U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Monroe crew members recently interdicted, is that a word?
Yes, interdict.
Interdicted a suspected drug smuggling.
There's intervaginas and
a suspected drug smuggling self-propelled semi-submersible vessel, like a tiny submarine. And one of the Coast Guardsmen actually, two of them actually jumped onto the moving vessel and started banging on the hatch so whomever inside would open up. So they're riding up next to this thing going, you know, at full speed. And this dude jumps off the boat onto the submarine.
And he's screaming. He's like, he's yelling at you, barking out. Come in. These guys are like John McClane level badasses jumping on this thing. It's amazing.
And if you fall off of that thing, there's a prop behind that vehicle. It could cut you all up. So purpose-built smuggling vessels like these are designed to hold large quantities of contraband while evading detection by law enforcement authorities. Was anybody inside that thing? Because it says
it was
a self-propelled semi-submersible.
So I wasn't being towed, I think, is what they mean by that. But the because sometimes they'll tow them hidden behind that
Because that makes sense.
The footage that I saw was when when it opened up, a guy's hands were up.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. How big is this thing?
It's not very big. It's like the size of like a Zodiac boat.
Like a mini sub. Yeah.
Small. Okay. Yeah. All right. Police officers in Guthrie, Oklahoma, who thought they were carrying out a routine stop of a car whose tag had expired, came across rather unusual stash. Stephen Jennings was driving with Rachel Rivera in the passenger seat of the stolen Ford vehicle when they were stopped. Officers found there was another passenger in the car, a timber rattlesnake.
Oh. Wow.
Body cam footage, and it gets weirder. Listen to this. So body cam footage shows one officer spotting the serpent in the storage box in the back seat and exclaiming, "That sucker is huge."
That sucker's huge.
Jennings admitted to police that he also had a pistol in the console, and officers then found an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey. But a search of the vehicle also unearthed a canister of radioactive powdered uranium.
Oh.
For what purpose?
You got a rattlesnake, a gun, an open bottle of whiskey, and powdered uranium in this car.
And I got a nuclear bomb.
Police Sergeant Anthony Gibbs said that's quite a few unanswered questions. So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, firearm, and somebody is under arrest.
The thing you need to do is you separate him from the snake and get both of their statements.
Yeah, police are investigating what the purpose of the uranium was. A dangerous substance has not yet resulted in any charges. And because Jennings had a valid lifetime hunting and fishing license, possession of the rattlesnake was not illegal.
What about the uranium?
The officer said it happens to be rattlesnake season at the time, so he can be in possession of the rattlesnake. What Jennings has been charged with so far is possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, operating a vehicle with a suspended license, and failure to carry security verification form. His companion faces a charge of possession of a firearm after a former felony conviction. No word on the uranium. They don't know. I don't know.
All right, take your uranium and get out of here.
It's a mystery.
You and your snake.
A driver in Canada was charged with failing to properly secure a child after police say he strapped a toddler to a case of beer instead of a car seat. There's a picture of it. It's hilarious. Police pulled over a 22-year-old driver early Tuesday morning, and police say a 2-year-old child was also in the car sitting on a 30-can case of beer.
Well, in case of a collision, the child's body would help protect the cans from exploding.
The driver had allegedly put the case on the seat of his car and strapped the child to it. The toddler was not injured, but police charged the driver with failing to ensure the child was properly restrained. A child seat was brought to the driver, and Family and Children Services were notified of the incident. This is horrible. A missing person investigation has ended with the revelation that a 57-year-old man was completely eaten by his dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, listen to the circumstances. Sheriff's deputies were called to a trailer home near Venus, Texas on May 6th to perform a welfare check. And once there, relatives told officials a reclusive family member, Freddie Mac, hadn't been seen or heard from since April 19th. When the family went to check on the man, they couldn't get close because of 18 aggressive dogs on the property. Deputies were able to distract the animals and search a small section of the property, but they didn't find Mac. A report was filed in an attempt to again make contact with Mac. Detectives returned to the property on May 9th. The aggressiveness of the dogs on the property again prevented officers from getting inside the home, so they flew a drone over to try and find any signs of Mac, and that was to no avail. One day later, sheriff's official listed Freddie Mac as a missing person. As the search for Mac continued, family and neighbor Michael Sargent spoke about how unusual it was for Mac to leave his dogs unattended. He said his dogs were always by his side. Sheriff said that it was on May 15th during another search of the property when a detective noticed a small piece of bone on the ground.
Uh-oh.
2 days later, detectives executed a search warrant and located the piece of bone and several other bone fragments. The items were gathered and sent to the medical examiner's office. While still needing to perform a thorough search of the property, 16 dogs were seized on May 19th. One day later, deputies, detectives, and ex-members of the medical examiner's office performed a detailed search, and this time items including strips of cloth, animal feces containing bone fragments, suspected human hair, and fabric were collected. Investigators learned that Mac was known to wear a single set of clothing and did not own any other sets, and they began to suspect that the dogs had eaten him when they found bits of clothing described by relatives in the animal feces collected.
So
wow.
He only has enough for like one set of clothing, and yeah. He's caring for and feeding 18 dogs.
Yeah, I think he just lives out in the wild. Kinda. Oh. You know, he lives in a trailer, and it's on its own area. So
not a expensive condominium.
But you don't know exactly what happened. Like, did he?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So to confirm their suspicions, the bones were sent to the University of North Texas for identification. It was found that Freddie suffered from serious medical conditions. So they said, we will never know if the dogs killed Mr. Mac or consumed him after he died of a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dogs were still very aggressive and it was believed that they had killed their owner, they did have to put the dogs down. But
that's horrible.
Isn't that wild?
Bad dogs.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Here's a story out of Florida. A social media post that shows a young girl inside a Jacksonville Medical Center licking a tongue depressor and then placing it back into a jar has right. gone viral. Okay.
Enough right. of this crap.
The licking thing. It'll be done by next week, yeah. But, I mean, come on. The video was recorded in an exam room at the All About Kids and Families Medical Center. A statement from the office said that it is contacted police to request a full investigation. The girl's mother said she recorded the video and posted it to her Snapchat account. She said one of her followers pulled up the video while someone else recorded video of the screen, and that person posted the video to the Only in Duval Facebook page. The viral video shows an adult fiddling through a jar of tongue depressors. The girl then reaches inside and takes one. She then licks the depressor and places it back inside. Since the video went viral, the mother said that she started receiving death threats. That's a bit much. She asked not to be identified.
I'll kill you!
So she said, I had just been waiting a long time, and I was just being silly with my kids.
Uh-huh.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband said that he was horrified when he realized that the girl in the video was his daughter. He said, my mouth at the floor is completely surprised and shocked that she would even put something like that out there to be seen.
You notice it wasn't at a proctology
right. center. Right. The state's attorney's office said, I don't know what exactly the exact charges would be.
Death penalty.
But it has to be something criminal because you're dealing with the health of individuals.
Yes.
The medical center said that all the materials were thrown away and they sterilized everything else. So it's going to be all right.
This nonsense starts.
A man with a long criminal history found himself in trouble with Iowa authorities Sunday after he allegedly crashed his pickup into a ditch while driving drunk, and then he climbed out of the ditch holding a beer.
And this pissed off Iowa?
While police were there.
Oh.
Yeah, so, no, the Iowa authorities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they were there when he climbed out, and he had a beer in hand. It was about 1:30 in the afternoon. The sheriff's department received a call about a reckless driver. A preliminary breathalyzer test indicated that this gentleman, his last name is Axnix, David Alexander Axnix.
Sounds like a Superman foe.
And he had a blood alcohol content of 0.133. A hearing is set for July 18th. Apparently, since 2006, he served sentences in the Illinois Department of Corrections or terms in jail for burglary, misuse of a credit card, aggravated fleeing, aggravated battery with a weapon, possession of an open vehicle title, criminal trespass, and domestic battery as well. What a guy. Arizona authorities say a driver escaped injury when his car's windshield was pierced by the trunk of a Sigaro during a wreck. That's a giant cactus.
I saw this.
Yeah.
How he survived, I have no idea.
They're huge. They're tree size.
Yes.
I mean, they're big. It was on the outskirts of Tucson. The black sports car Struck the cactus while crossing a median. The broken off cactus ended up partially inside the car with the rest jutting over the car's hood. Deputies detained the driver for further investigation after observing signs of impairment.
Jeez.
And the driver's identity was not released.
Those cacti, they become huge. We don't think of them. You think of the little things you buy in the on your desk.
Yeah, these are the really big ones. Yeah. All right, be sure to think a prank all the way through before subjecting a coworker to it. The Metro Times reports that General Services Department workers in Detroit were badly hurt Wednesday after they used toilets in a fire department repair shop that had been rigged with firecrackers.
Oh, no.
One worker got injuries to his leg and scrotum, by the way.
Oh, man.
And another got unspecified injuries.
Oh, my balls.
Mike Nevin, president of the Detroit Firefighters Association, called the prank an absolute embarrassment. He said that no members of his group are responsible for the incident, though, which is now being investigated by police. The city spokesperson said the two injured workers have already returned to work.
Oh, my balls!
A UK man experienced excruciating pain and went blind in his right eye because he had showered with his contacts in.
Oh, my God. This has me freaking out.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture. It is horrifying. I read the story. I looked it up. I looked up the
condition.
This
is a thing?
It is a freaking thing, and I shower with my contacts in every single day.
Never again. Don't ever do it again because there was a parasite that got in there and burrowed under the lens and into his eyeball.
Can you put your head in a fishbowl, Kathy, when you shower?
Listen, but I've been doing this for years. I've worn contacts since I was in middle school, and I've been doing it for years, and I never, they tell you not to, but I had no idea that this was one of the reasons why.
Well, it's rare. It's a rare parasitic infection. This guy, Nick Humphreys, ended up with it. It's called acanthamoeba keratitis.
Oh, it looks horrible.
And got it in his right cornea. Yeah, his eyeball looks dead.
Yeah.
It literally like eats away at your cornea.
Yeah. And he said, if I'd known how dangerous it was to wear contacts in the shower, I would have never gotten them in the first place. After getting the infection, I went from hitting the gym every other day and playing football three times a week to being housebound for 6 months and losing the will to live.
It's just not good.
I got contacts as I didn't like how I looked in glasses, and it nearly cost me my right eye. Over an 18-month period, Humphreys had two operations on his eyes, now waiting for a corneal transplant, and the procedure could restore his eyesight. He said, I get my sight back. If I get my sight back, I'll never wear contacts again. And he said that...
He said, don't do it, Kathy, right?
I will owe a monumental debt of gratitude to my donor, he wrote. Humphreys said that he was never warned about not showering in contact lenses. So just keep that in mind.
So you were aware of it. You were told not to
do
this.
You're not supposed to wear them when you shower or when you swim, but I didn't know that this was one of the reasons. I mean, to me, it's fine. I don't open my eyes underwater or in the shower. My eyes are closed. So I always thought it was fine if you're not running water over your eyeball, but apparently not.
How do you know where your butt is if you don't open your eyes?
Okay, what?
One last story. If Moana and marijuana sound the same to you, you're not alone. A Georgia woman's Facebook post is going viral after posting about a hilarious birthday cake mix-up. So, Kensley Taylor Davis said that her mom ordered a cake from a local bakery for her upcoming 25th birthday party. Her mother told the baker how much Kensley loved Disney's Moana and wanted a cake themed around the character. When her mother went to pick up the cake, she found a marijuana-themed birthday surprise. The baker reportedly misheard the mother and decorated Kensley's cake with a cannabis leaf and a My Little Pony character that appeared to be stoned and smoking a joint. The pony had
marijuana. You like that, right?
The pony had red eyes and a pot leaf tattoo on its side. It's great. And she said, we weren't mad about it or anything. We thought it was funny. So we went ahead and ate it anyway. And Kensley said that it was the best cake ever. It's awesome. I love it. And there you go. That is your Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.